Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it, and you probably do. Thanks to DoorDash for making this show possible. I'm your host, Michael Jones, alongside my co-host, extraordinaire Jordan Sweet. Jordan, how are you?
Fine.
What are you giggling about?
There was so much delivery and
you
so much.
You always say I take too long.
Very efficient. So 20 seconds. We got it.
The second he started, I started.
I hope you don't like to hear the music.
So much of it was away from the microphone. Like, you kept getting like further
because I was getting louder.
He's a professional. He knows how to do this.
See.
Pull it up.
He's not a professional.
Well, Jordan pushed it towards me. I didn't want to touch it.
I didn't do shit.
You definitely did. We all saw. You pushed it. You touched my microphone. You fiddled it.
Hold on.
Stop fiddling it.
I'll come over there. A little closer.
I'll come over there. Eric's going to strike you.
You'll come over here and then Eric will strike
you. I'll lean in and say, hit him.
You'll say it to him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want him to be looking at you, but then when you slap him, his face will spin towards me. I'll already be waiting.
And then,
right
there.
Yep, and then I tracked the trajectory.
Nailed that one.
Trajectory. No, I got it.
Then you cough on me.
No, I was going to lick you.
That's
I pushed
fine
it
too.
Down.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't like it.
Sorry.
The microphone's all up in my grill. Back off.
My
dude.
Nose is touching mine. Is that sanitary?
Yeah.
Should I lower
it's
it?
It's cleaning your dirty nose.
Okay.
Hey, Jordan,
Nick said I did a great job.
Actually, we already ate the Pizza Hut Big Dipper. And mozzarella popper pizzas format.
No, nope.
too
slow.
Two special pizzas in one special episode.
Two special pizzas, huh?
They're special. Everyone's special.
It's actually three in a way.
In a way where one of them isn't even really pizza.
It's kind of like four things if you really break it down. Which
break it down, dog.
It's four pizzas.
How? You didn't break it down.
It's four items because they put the mozzarella on the pizza.
But that's
pizza
one
itself,
item.
Yeah, but if
you're dipping that mozzarella thing into the marinara, then you got it. Then it's pizza. That's a pizza.
And then you got the cheese sticks that they gave us that you then dip and make into pizza.
A lot of complicated stuff going on. A lot of moving parts.
Know, yeah.
A lot of moving parts. When you...
Sorry, I should have prefaced this with a Swedish science segment.
When you open...
And then you could have
just
shut off.
Into that now, huh? When you open the box...
Yeah, next shirt.
I started sweating.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because there was just so many things and so many sauces, mm-hmm. and I thought there was going to be a test.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, uh-oh, I had no pants. Is it my underwear? And I woke up screaming. Turns out, I was still here. You looked at me and said, why did you take your pants off and start screaming?
Well, I saw the pizza.
You opened the box.
Did you take your lactate or no?
No, I forgot.
Oh, that's great.
I took the... So we sat down. I looked at it and went, I'm going to eat all that pizza. And I looked at Jordan and I said, oh, I have my other car today. And he went, okay.
Oh!
Because I keep it in my car. And then you came in and I went, Eric, I brought my other car today. And you went, well, whatever.
He kind of chuckled like, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Yep. The exact same reaction.
Man.
So a couple hours from now, I'm done.
Yeah, because this was...
Yeah, we need to wrap this up quick
cheese.
So we can get out of the blast zone.
Mostly cheese.
It was not a lot of sauce.
Greasy,
a lot of cheese.
Drippy cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese and then mozzarella filled with cheese. Well, it's mozzarella.
It's kind of always been my problem with Pizza Hut. It's just the fucking greasiest piece of shit.
Damn.
That they just sling it out there, dripping in grease.
He's slinging.
They're
working hard, dude.
He's slinging Zaw.
They're working hard.
Perfecting?
Yeah, the crust.
No, they should keep working.
Yeah, they got a long way to go. They're working, but are they working?
So it was what the fuck?
What?
Did you see the symbols too?
No.
No, I just saw the same thing. It says Sonic.
Well,
it says Sonic.
Well,
Facts.
Well, well.
It says Sonic.
Oh,
Facts.
Well.
This is what happens when you work from home.
Look what we have here.
But you didn't write
Eric,
Sonic Burger.
No, it's just Sonic
Burger
Facts.
Dude, I wasn't even reading. I was just staring at the Big Dipper,
yep.
And the word Sonic just started screaming towards me. I couldn't escape it.
As soon as you
sight.
Made a noise, I looked down and I saw it right away, and I just went, fuck.
Whoa. I saw it, and then it got highlighted on everyone's piece of paper. Uh-huh. That's wild.
Oh, yeah. Sonic facts. Well, pretend that's his Pizza Hut
facts. Are these facts about the hedgehog?
No.
Or?
No, because see, that's why it would say burger.
I'm so confused.
It should say pizza.
Michael.
Came at me.
Michael tried to take a drink of water, threw it all over the front of himself.
I did. Quick, take a picture.
You guys.
I thought I was further away than I was.
Uh-huh. Do you need me to push the water closer to you, too?
No, Jordan, it was obviously too close already.
Oh, do you want him to move it farther away?
Yeah.
I'll help
if
you.
If the water was further
I'll
away, I would have caught it in my mouth.
I'll hold your
it's
hand.
Really cold. Now my belly is cold.
Oh, man. And it's not like it's going to dry off. It's just going to sit there the whole time.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're sitting in it.
You're sitting in gum now.
You're puddling.
Puddling
anyway,
your own
what's filth. Let's get back on track here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone actually like Pizza Hut?
I like the breadsticks. I think they have the best breadsticks because at this point, at least of the big three of the, you know, which is like they deliver everywhere. No matter where you can get Papa John's, Domino's, or Pizza Hut.
There was some discussion about what those big three were before we started
recording.
I think
it's a non-discussion,
I
right?
Agree.
There's no other. It's not the question of like what's good. Mm-hmm. There's many other chains that might be better.
There are smaller chains that I would rank higher than Pizza Hut.
But those are
but
like,
they're not bigger than Pizza
Hut. Yeah, those are the big
three. For some
reason. Papa John's and Domino's, they don't do breadsticks Mm-mm. anymore. It's all bullshit, like cheesy bread or like a fucking loaf of bread filled with cheese.
Sandwiches.
And it's just like, I just want a goddamn breadstick. And Pizza Hut's like the only one that still does it. So I will sometimes regrettably order Pizza Hut pizza just because I really want the breadsticks. Hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Regrettably. Emphasis on that regrettably because
I like Domino's the best. Out of the
I also like Domino's.
Did you guys have Pizza Hut a lot growing up?
I did. I used to Pizza Hut. Well, I mean, I also grew up in New Jersey, so there was tons of real pizza everywhere. There's like 50 pizza places that delivered, so we wouldn't get it very often. If anything, maybe this is weird, I would eat Pizza Hut more at the restaurant.
Interesting.
It was like a full restaurant,
like a
seated
sit down,
tables and
really?
Everything.
Like,
yeah,
like a Sonic you can go
they do
into?
Like a buffet, like a Sonic, but bigger. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And like I just remember doing that as a kid because they do like basically what CeCe's is, you know, where you could it's like pizza bar, mm-hmm. you know, and I guess that was like cheaper. I don't know. My parents are assholes. I don't know why they took me there. But it was always pizza and Domino's wasn't as good. And then the year that Domino's was like, hey, we got this new garlic shit and
yeah,
we changed
they were
some
like,
shit that I never looked back.
Domino's was like, hey, we realized we suck.
Right.
So we're changing everything. And then I
and
was like, okay,
good.
I'll try it. Yeah, this is amazing. Man.
Yeah.
Their crust rules. Yeah. They don't need to keep working on
that
it.
That was like in the 2000s, probably early
2000s. Yeah, I think it was like 2005.
And then I was like, whoa, Domino's is the shit now.
I think what happened is Papa John's kind of came on the scene at that time.
He was day of reckoning.
Yeah. why did you do this arm thing?
He was like very smug about it.
He was smug.
I think that was the time when Papa John's came on and then Domino's was like, oh, fuck our market share. We have to change.
We can be second. We can't be third.
100%. Yeah, definitely. Do you think Pizza Hut's probably number one?
As far as like
size?
Those three.
Probably.
Man,
I would think so.
Yeah, because they get, they're
that's
like,
Papa John's
bummer.
Is three,
aren't
right?
they part of like the big conglomerate of
I think
like
they're yum.
KFC? Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're yum.
You got those KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Huts.
Thinking about.
I've been doing that since. It's really annoying.
Yeah, right. Really infected
it's
you
really
guys.
Annoying.
Think about.
It's funny. I like annoying other people. Gets me off.
I think that's why we get along so well.
I spilled once. It went this way. Next is going that way.
Uh-huh. There's something about like Eric does it in a very like, kind of like he doesn't. It's not malicious.
Uh-huh.
It is.
But
it
doesn't.
Sure
it doesn't come out as malicious. Sure. I feel like you're very conniving and like you're like
thank you.
You're like purposely pushing buttons
thank
and
you.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna get you
every day of my life.
And Eric
if
is
I'm
more
breathing.
Like. Eric is more like, hey, I'm just doing a weird thing. This is my personality.
See, I feel like Eric. It's very similar. He does it more subtly, and then thinks to himself. Did I get you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do it and then stare at you and say, did I get you?
Yeah. Yeah. Eric kind of throws it out there and watches what happens.
But it's
and
like,
then he gets the confirmation.
It's infectious.
You're like, tell me.
But it's infectious to do like that thinking about getting the tacos, like throwing that stuff out there.
Yeah.
But then the thing that I also do that came from friends back home was sitting around with food and somebody has food that you want to try, yep. And you just go, like, if Jordan had pizza, I go, like, ooh, do people like pizza? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, am I people?
Weird.
Yeah, you had weird friends,
and then it's, what?
That's awesome.
Yeah, do you think I would like pizza? And then eventually, it's the most roundabout way to get them to, yeah, do you want a bite? Oh, okay, I guess.
Well, if you insist.
I'll try it.
Can't you just ask me if for a fry or something?
No.
Did that ever happen and they didn't understand what
100%,
was happening?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was with a friend back home, Derek. We were at a Denny's. And we were doing that. Like, oh, do people like French fries? And he went, yeah. And they're like, oh, are French fries good? Yeah. Do you think I would like French fries?
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Am I people? What the fuck are you talking about?
I just got fucking pissed at you.
So mad. And we eventually just had to go, can I have a French fry?
I've heard you tell this before. Oof. And when I was hanging out in San Diego, your old stomping grounds, with one of your friends, a person named Garrett, another real person, Eric, Derek Garrett.
Well, I believe they're all real people. It just sounds like Eric added a D to his own name.
Yeah.
No,
my friend Derek.
I would never do that.
I have a friend Garrett.
That isn't someone he made up. That's all.
But I did that to Garrett, and he was like, he got like flashbacks, about it. He was
How
like,
do you know about that?
Yeah, he was like, what the fuck is happening? Deja vu. Where am I?
So you got to start asking people if you can have a bite of something by asking if people like it.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
What I do is I say, me likey, and I clap my hands
together. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I go, me likey pizza. Mm-hmm. And then someone gives me pizza.
That's an alpha Big Daddy move.
Oh, yeah. I'm
classic
a simp.
Alpha. No simps here. Just alpha, three alphas.
You think three alphas wouldn't get along, but we do.
Here we are.
We all have our own little sections.
Yeah, it's like a Venn diagram of alphaness.
Uh-huh.
We have our own alpha channels. A little nerd joke for you.
All right.
Thank God I didn't get it.
Somebody just might have moved down to beta.
Oh, man. Sorry, Nick.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
What were we talking about?
We went and got this trash. Yeah. You're thinking about... the box is just absurd to look at.
Is this the same box they had in like the early 90s?
I don't know.
This looks like what the Ninja Turtles ate out of.
That's awesome.
It's like somebody just stretched it out. It's just a really long rectangle.
Yep. It's weird.
The lady at the Pizza Hut, the quarantine Pizza Hut, pulled it out of the oven... With the regular pizza box on top of it to just like, you know, for scale. And I was like, this thing's huge. We ordered this and it says Big Dipper on it. So I guess that's it.
Yeah.
And Nick got really excited that it was 2 feet of dippable pizza.
Yeah, something was going on. He couldn't contain himself.
I don't know. I just heard the word sauce over and over again.
She pulled the pizza out and was handing it to us. And then I was giving it to Jordan so I could like finish the transaction. And I just heard him.
Sauce.
I don't know if it was to anyone. He went, is the sauce already in there, or...
Yeah.
And that was it.
He was thinking out loud.
There are, like, sauce compartments for it.
Yeah, there's little circles cut in for the... What kind of four sauces are we kicking with there?
There's four sauces. One barbecue, one ranch, and two marinara.
Right.
Wow. There's three sauces, then.
Well, because... Yeah, there's four cups.
Yeah.
Because there's no real sauce, which is marinara, on the sticks. So they're just like, oh, I guess we should give them two? Or you could just put it on the food.
And that's it.
Food.
No, they're not going to eat that.
Could have come with that.
They're not going to dip it otherwise.
You could have come with the sauce already and then two buffaloes and two ranches.
Or just two other sauces.
Dude,
like, that would be fun.
How many sauces do you think they have in there, Jordan?
They probably don't
They've
have any
other
They've got
two.
Ones.
Yeah, they're
not counting marinara, okay, which is just fucking pizza. They pulled it off the pizza just to get a third sauce.
They're not Papa John's. They don't
have
they
doubled it because they were like, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
Four? Fuck you, four. We cut four holes in the box. What do you want me to do? Fuck them. Give them two marinaras. I don't give a shit.
Nick. I don't know if we want to get into this part yet, but Nick got anxious about the amount of sauce that was given to us. Everyone got their own marinara cup, so it was more than enough.
Uh-huh.
I still have almost all of mine.
I had so much left. Nick's is empty almost.
Nick left and went, ooh, and then came back and went, here, I got you these. And they are the leftover sauces from Papa John's when we ate the papadillas.
Yeah.
He had like handfuls of them.
Yeah. And we went, why do you have so many? He went, well, for everyone. Yeah. And we all went, no one wants that. Yeah, no one ever wants it.
And then he backpedaled and was like, okay, then they're for me. You can have these ones. He was like, threw us the barbecue sauce.
Did you eat those sauces?
Yeah.
Ugh. I'll be honest, like that Papa John's butter sauce or garlic butter sauce is maybe the roughest sauce to look
at. It's gross.
It doesn't look good, dude.
No, yeah.
It does not.
It doesn't look like something you want to eat. Stop showing it to me.
Yeah, it looks like something you get scraped off of you.
Yeah.
Like you go to a doctor. And then they go, like, why are you taking out that little cup? Yeah. And they go, don't worry about it. We're sending
this is for Papa.
We're sending it to Poppy. That's code. So you don't know.
Let's go. They really mixed it up.
Yeah.
I would never ask. If a doctor said we're sending this to Poppy, I would never have a follow-up question.
Right. Yeah. If they said Papa, I'd go, Papa John?
Yeah. Right? But Poppy, that could be anyone.
Yeah. Anybody.
Yeah. That's somebody's granddad.
Right?
I don't know.
Why would he want it? Gross.
Weird.
Sonic facts.
You Sonic facts?
Yeah.
Yeah, seems like a good time for some Sonic facts.
Okay.
Just edit Pizza Hut for all that. Sorry. I forgot we were talking about Pizza Hut. Nick doesn't want to do that.
I was letting that
confrontation
die down.
Confrontation.
It was a silent confrontation, but the air was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
The name of Pizza Hut came into existence because the wife of one of the founders of Pizza Hut thought the first building of Pizza Hut looked like a hut. Good Lord.
That is so cute.
So they built the building before they named it?
Apparently.
Weird.
What was it called when they were building?
I don't know. Pizza chain?
Question Pizza. Yeah. And then, whoa.
Also,
thank God it had a shape.
Why is it Pizza Hut?
Pizza Square?
But their logo's a hat. What's that?
Well, that's
a hut.
That's the hut part.
That's a hat.
Oh, that's a hut.
That's
dude.
A hat.
I don't know. I didn't name it.
I know, you're not this guy's wife.
Maybe if we keep saying it's a hut, he'll like cave.
It's definitely a hat.
I think it's a hut.
What does a hut look like? Exactly. I mean, but that's just because you're going by Pizza Hut, right? Is that?
Yeah.
You made like a triangle.
I think Pizza Hut may have invented what a hut looks like.
I feel like they have pushed the narrative on huts.
Yeah.
You know? I think.
Have you ever seen a hut before like Pizza Hut was around?
Not in my life. Yeah. I've never walked by and went, there's a hut.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut started chatting shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Calling shit huts. And now they got it. You know, it's like that's Coke with Santa.
That's how you can
They just
the
fucking
narrative.
Invented
Yeah, they invented
him.
Santa. Yeah. Yeah.
People are like, no, oh, thousands of years. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Drink the soda. Glug, glug, glug.
Santa loves it. Who's Santa? He loves it.
Are you diabetic? Too bad. Suck it down.
Happy holidays.
Drink the sugar free. We got any kind of poison. We got it for you. Put it in your blood. Oh, what's that? That's a hut. Shut the hell up. Damn, dude.
Yeah, I think that's how it happened.
I'm glad we can agree on things. Pizza Hut paid Russia $1 million to fly pizza to the International Space Station and make a commercial out of it in May of 2001. Do you think they thought that was going to be the thing to change the world in 2001?
I think that they went, we're on to something.
What are you... What else happened?
Only 4 short months later.
September. The scandal with the monopoly at McDonald's happened in September 2001.
Holy shit, McMillions?
Yeah. Whoa. I think that's what Eric's talking about.
And the world was changed forever. Yeah.
I remember seeing that in the news. And even though I wasn't there, I felt like I was there. At the McMillions.
Yeah,
when people talk about it, I tell them my story about how I wasn't there also, but I felt like I was.
They made that song that was like, where were you when McMillions happened?
I remember that. Where were you when McMillions happened? I used to be able to see a McDonald's from my house where I lived in New Jersey, but then after September, I could still see it.
That's pretty crazy.
Because it was there.
Yeah, it was
and
still
the McDonald's
there.
Was still
Did
the
you guys hear
place.
About that, the guy from that show, The League, Steve Ranazzisi, and he was like, oh, I'm the winner of the McMillions thing, but then it turned out that he lied. He wasn't there. He lied about the whole fucking thing. What?
I also heard I heard that Seth MacFarlane was going to go to a McDonald's the day before the McMillions thing happened. And he would have been caught up in the raid.
Wow. That's crazy. A friend of mine in high school, his dad worked at that McDonald's, but then he got he switched jobs right before that.
That's crazy. Wow.
So I remember, like, I remember being in high school and people were calling all the kids to the office, like, if any of your parents work at McDonald's, come to the office. And he went to the office because he couldn't remember. He didn't. He's like a kid. He's like, ah, my dad used to work at McDonald's. He still work at McDonald's. Turns out, didn't work at McDonald's anymore. That's a good fact.
That's a great fact.
Oh boy.
Anyway, why does Rudy Giuliani always talk about working at McDonald's?
I think he used to be, he was Mayor McCheese, right? I think. Wasn't that? He used to be a mayor. People don't know that.
Oh, shit, dude. Oh, my God.
That was a good fact. Going for three? The hoop is only about 11 Big Dipper pizzas from the three-point line. This was a fact provided by the Pizza Hut website.
You skipped one.
You skipped a whole fact.
I'm sorry. I'll go back. But to further reiterate that, the reason that's a thing, a lot of March Madness promo.
A lot of March Madness promos on the boxes for Pizza Hut, which were made probably last year.
Probably not recently.
No, I wouldn't think so. But they went, well, we're not going to not fucking use them.
Why? What happened to March Madness?
People just don't like basketball anymore.
Too many protesters rolling around.
Well, they're jumping.
Oh.
Rolling around was football.
Yeah, it's a court. It's
someone
like
was
hard.
Screaming, play the game, and they go, I'm just jumping.
It's just a guy jumping.
And they just keep jumping up and down. It's really weird. Sorry, this one made more sense too because it ties in the Russia thing, but I apologize. Let me go back in time, read this other fact. The most successful Pizza Hut is located in Moscow, where they do $11,500 in business every day. I'm starting to notice a pattern here with Pizza Hut in Russia, which I'm sure isn't anything to worry about because we're friends, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally like, you know, they're cool, right?
Yeah, I like the little nesting dolls. Those are neat.
Yeah.
Those are neat.
Mm-hmm. It's just weird that Pizza Hut and Russia keep, like, coalescing.
Well, also,
do they have a lot of huts in Russia?
They have the most successful one.
I don't mean Pizza Hut.
Oh, you just mean huts in general.
Right.
Oh. I thought you were just shortening Pizza Hut.
No.
Calling it the Hut?
No, I think they have like houses and apartments and condos and things.
Regular buildings.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think
they're
they
like
have
a developed nation.
Mm-hmm.
To bring it back to Pizza Hut being owned by the Yum Foods thing, KFC is also a division of that.
Yes.
And when we went to KFC for the chicken and waffles episode, there was a picture of Colonel Sanders at the Kremlin.
Whoa. So, I mean, that place was filled with propaganda.
We might be blowing this wide open.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know.
What do you think,
on the cusp of, but it's something big.
Who do you think, which of us do you think will be killed before the next episode?
It's probably Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he's
because
the most expendable.
If he can't hit record, I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like,
that will silence us.
I'm not going to edit
it. Full stop. We'll sit here and talk.
The show will go on. You just won't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
It won't be for anyone.
Yeah. We'll have a good time.
Last fact. In 1997, Pizza Hut produced a commercial where pizza patrons argue about the state of their nation until an old woman tells everyone, quote, because of him, we have things like Pizza Hut. Then everyone raises their pizza slice and gives a standing ovation to their former leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, who is eating Pizza Hut with them. Oh, no.
That's
hammer and sickle, hammer and sickle. Hammer
yeah, there are
sickle.
A lot of hammer and sickles.
I have seen this commercial.
Okay.
I've seen this commercial.
Sure.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Again, why the connection with Pizza Hut?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't remember.
Russia.
I knew something about that and I've forgotten it all.
Did
What's
it really?
Yep.
Oh, we had a whole bit planned. It's fine.
I was wondering why
the music started and,
yeah.
then it stopped.
Damn it!
Yeah, there it is.
It was supposed to play when you said Mikhail
Gorbachev. Who's eating Pizza Hut? Oh no!
And it's the Russian national anthem. Thus tying in perfectly to Yum Brand Foods.
Wow, I can't believe you really botched that.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I had it all set up. Again, if one of us is going to die before the next episode.
Are you going to kill him?
No.
Yeah. Because I was just assuming the Russians were going
to
kill
him.
Are you a Russian agent?
I think Gorbachev.
I am, because this is like, the song is awakening something.
Did it make you want to, it made you stand up and salute.
Yeah.
Are you a sleeper? Are you activating?
Oh, I'm awake now.
Oh, Jordan's woke, everybody. You heard it. As if you didn't know.
That's what that means.
Is that yeah? The, everyone's saying get woke is just like wake up, you sleeper agent.
Yeah, wake up, Sleepy Joe.
What is
the Mikhail Gorbachev thing? I don't get. Could you imagine
go ahead and
if
fade
that,
that out a little bit more? Yeah,
oh, you could take Russian music all the way out. I don't get how a nation could fall the way the USSR did, and then like 8 years later go like, hey, remember our last leader? Pizza
he
Hut, baby.
Pizza
could
Hut.
You imagine if that was like Reagan or
yeah.
Bush or what? Like,
that'd be awesome.
The USSR won, and then they're like, oh, borscht. And it's Bush yeah. like holding a spoon up or some shit. That'd be fucking wild.
He'd be eating like cream corn or something, right? He'd be like, I love it. Be dribbling out of his mouth. Do you think he would not be eating cream corn? You're giving
it's,
me looks
it's not
like
a very
disagree.
Russian thing. I mean...
Yeah, that what I'm saying
the,
is that
the comparison works
we
because Pizza
American
Hut is a very
values
American
onto
thing,
Russia.
Onto
imagine Russia. If it was the other way where Russian values were
I don't yeah. know that we imposed American values on Russia because everything you're saying is Pizza Hut's very Russia.
Right, but Pizza Hut is American values and they're going over to Russia and now they're becoming
I feel
very
like,
Russia.
I feel like you're mistaken in this.
Do you
the
think
reverse.
It's a Russian
it's
wow.
a Russian thing and they now were, they have flooded us because everything's
shit.
Russia, 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 Russia. You, I don't think they went over there.
Wow. They do
I think
have.
They snuck in over here. Holy wake up, shit. Pizza Hut.
Wow.
Activated.
Now we're
that's
now,
what
now
I'm
there's
saying.
Two woke people.
That's
pizza
what I'm
agents.
Saying.
That's crazy.
Pizza agents.
That's crazy.
You're a sucker over here.
They
you're,
invented,
you're sucking down Russian sauce.
They invented the Hut. And they started in Russia, and they're feeding us these false facts.
It's fucking crazy.
We're getting fed.
Wow.
Big.
I'm stuffed.
That's an inside joke. You wouldn't get
yeah,
it unless you,
wouldn't
you listen
get it,
to
Eric.
The fuck podcast.
Yeah,
then
Eric
get
wouldn't
it.
Get it.
Man. Also, I found out how to do hammer and sickle on keyboard. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's what
it.
Caught my eye.
I saw it. I just ignored it.
Oh. And I mean, Jordan was excited
out.
To see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he was excited.
Yeah.
You know, I look cool.
I just saw oh no and then three hammer and sickles.
Hey, it's time to tell you about our fine sponsor of Face Jam, and that's DoorDash.
Dashing those doors.
Dashing right to your door with food and more. Just kidding. It's just food. unless you ordered a drink, they'll bring the drink too.
Or like, yeah, if you got a Happy Meal or something, it comes with a toy.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I didn't know where you. I thought you boxed yourself into a corner, but you dug
he
out.
His
you
way
dug
out.
Your way out, yeah. Man.
I was like, "What else is not food?"
You know, I can choose a prompt or an ad lib. I'm going to choose "New Year, New You."
Great.
Win back some me time this year and pamper yourself. Order with DoorDash so you can focus on you. Does that sound natural?
Yeah, a lot of care in that. Like you cared about me, which.
I don't,
natural.
Though. I was really talking about myself.
Oh,
like
so
a new you, new, but I was looking in a mirror when I said it.
New year, new me.
Yeah, exactly.
More me time.
You, I don't care what you do. I'm ordering DoorDash. And I'm just going to pile it in.
I look like a fool. I'm going, I'm getting in my car, I'm driving to the restaurant. I'm coming back with the food. I look like a damn idiot.
Yeah, on the way back, when you're driving back, I'm screaming out my window like, I just finished.
Look at you.
We live next door to each other.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
He like, yeah, it was like, our windows like line up mm-hmm. as well. And
we
so
had the same living room, the same couch.
Yeah, he'll open it uh-huh. and just be like, yeah, you look like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, did you go get gas?
Well, no, I drive an electric vehicle.
There it is. In case you guys didn't know. What'd you drive today? Was that electric? I don't think it was.
Who knows what day it is? You know, this could be any day.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I got a question. What's the best way to start using DoorDash?
That's a great question, and I'm going to answer that question now. The DoorDash app.
Huh?
You've heard of apps, right?
Appetizers?
It's short for applications.
Oh.
You see?
Oh, I like that synergy.
You take
with the
out,
food
take out your smartphone. Do it on your smart computer. Smart TV, everything's smart. And you know what? If you use DoorDash, you're smart too. Because right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code FACEJAM. It's one word, FACEJAM, like your face and jam. That's $5 off your first order. Don't laugh at me.
Jam like what?
Don't laugh. I'm doing the ad read. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code FACEJAM.
Remind me again.
Jordan, you keep forgetting, okay? You don't forget. If you have to remember anything, forget your life, forget your family. Remember
that the code is FaceJam for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. You won't know who you are or what's happening around you, but you'll be full. He's nodding his head. We got it. He forgot how to speak.
Right, and we can end the ad now. Hey, Jordan, it's your favorite part.
All right. We'll start with the Big Dipper. Less is more?
There is less on this pizza, by the way, but it's fine.
Not when it comes to pizza. The Big Dipper serves up 24 pieces of cheesy goodness alongside four epic dipping sauces. Two marinara, one ranch, and one honey barbecue, to be exact.
Michael was gesturing because he said, is it honey barbecue?
You were saying it's really sweet. It was. And then I said, it's probably honey. And you went, I bet it is. And now I'm like, well, you wrote this,
yeah.
though.
Oh, no, I copied and pasted that from the website.
Forgot. Well, clearly you double checked.
One ranch and one honey barbecue.
Yeah, Sonic Facts.
A huge value for just $12.99. At nearly 2 feet, you're going to need a bigger table.
Really?
Jaws reference. The Big Dipper is available in cheese or pepperoni, or half cheese, half pepperoni, offering a lot of something for everyone.
There's a lot wrong with
a lot
the coffee.
Of something for everyone.
Yeah.
There's also,
this is like, how big's your table usually?
Oh, I have a foot and a half table.
It's spilling out.
Whoa!
It's nearly 2 feet. Well, how big is it?
Yeah. Don't subway me. I'll sue your ass.
Yeah.
We should get them.
It's not a foot long. We call it a foot long, but it's 10 inches. The foot long's the name. It's not the size.
The box
Fuck
is,
you.
Is definitely 2 feet. Mm-hmm. And then you open it up, and like there's so much like empty space in
yeah.
it. Like
they push the edge.
A third of it is like for the sauce. You don't need all that space for just the sauce holders.
Right.
And then there's gaps in between the pizzas and stuff. So it's like, really? Nearly 2 feet?
I don't
should,
like.
Need to do
can
like
we get a tape measure.
Yeah, we need to do the math on this.
I don't like that. Well, we ate most of it. We can't. I don't like that it says four epic dipping sauces and then lists three regular
Holy
dipping
shit.
Sauces. Our studio's falling apart.
The foam just fell off the wall.
Holy shit! Now they're gonna hear us outside.
My sound is gonna fly everywhere now. Watch out! You might get
it's
hit.
It's on my left side, but you're over there. Huh.
Whoa.
You're right, bud.
Eric's a giggly boy today.
Yep. Oh boy.
What were we talking about?
The mozzarella popper pizza.
You,
oh, that's
right.
You were
yeah,
in the middle of the thing.
Four epic
he
sauces.
Was thinking about McMillions again.
Four epic sauces.
Where were you?
But then they list two of them. Yeah, like, why do they even say epic? That's like, what
I
is
mean,
it?
Yeah,
what is
right?
2012?
You can't just add the word epic to anything.
Well,
okay?
I mean, that's what their copy people are doing.
Dude, this
so.
Is some epic. This is an epic cup I'm drinking out of. The fuck does that mean?
I think it was an epic fail, if you ask me.
Damn, whoa. Got him. With like a
epic.
Like an A.
Epic for the win.
For like the a four. Win. Four is an A. I said like an A. A is actually the letter in the word. I was thinking like, was it leap fail? Like you fail. I'm gonna just throw some letters and numbers in there. Wild. What?
I don't know. What he you were
know what
drawing
saying.
It out with your finger, like
yeah.
you were trying to figure it all out?
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I was
it.
Doing the math.
All right. I'm very words. Excited. For the description of the mozzarella popper pizza, because I need to know their thinking behind this thing.
And,
here
and
we
again,
go.
And again, he did not take his Lactaid. Go ahead.
Mm. Mozzarella popper pizza. The mozzarella poppers pizza, which one is it? Pizza Hut's cheesiest innovation to date includes 16 crispy mozzarella stuffed squares baked to perfection with a mix of garlic, onion, and Parmesan.
I don't know why
keep
you
going.
Banned. Keep
There's
going.
So
Onion,
many more commas.
Parmesan, Italian seasonings, parsley, basil, oregano, and, of course, mozzarella cheese around the crust and comes with two sides of classic marinara sauce for dipping. They're not epic. Giving cheese and pizza lovers the option to pop back and forth between their favorite app and their favorite ZA, apostrophe Z-A.
I am
did
pissed.
Did Eric write this?
I
Can
didn't.
You believe that?
I didn't. I didn't pop at all.
You didn't pop?
Yeah, I wasn't
no.
popping.
Maybe you ain't popping off.
I foolishly just ate it.
We should have read it before
I didn't pop back and forth.
Damn.
Like, I don't want to read the copy, but if you have a tip like that, that we're supposed to be popping
put
back
it on
and
the
forth.
Box.
I thought it was pretty known to dip.
Yeah, put it on the box.
Yeah.
Be like, pop in. And I'd go, what does that mean? Maybe we research it, start popping off.
Or they could just write pop back and forth on
pop
the box.
Pop back and forth. And then with no context, I say, what does that mean? Because I didn't know they were called mozzarella poppers.
And also, in your world, we were going to do some research if it said pop in.
Yeah, like, what does that mean?
And you were going to, like, look it up?
Well, I was like, wait, pop
go
in?
Go back
how
to,
so?
Like, the Face Jam Control Center
how
and,
so?
Like,
yeah.
look it up?
I assume that's where you get the information from.
Yeah.
The Face Jam
Data Center?
Probably left a bunch on the floor, dude.
Uh-huh.
Data and Research Center?
No, yeah, crazy. Anyway.
AKA Eric's desk?
Yeah. Be crazy.
I haven't been at my desk like at all this week.
That's true. That's why the facts are Sonic facts.
Eric's couch at home in between games of Borderlands 3.
Yeah, some people are actually working really hard at home, so it's interesting.
Aren't at home.
Pizza Hut was built on providing the best tasting and most innovative pizzas in the industry, says David Graves, Chief Brand Officer, Pizza Hut. What other company would he be with? The Big Dipper is no exception. It's a Pizza Hut classic, reimagined to deliver an unbeatable taste that customers can only get from Pizza Hut.
I'd agree with that.
I mean, yeah, I've never tasted anything that tastes like because if I went somewhere else and had pizza if I went somewhere else and had pizza that tasted like that, I'd just go, "What the fuck?
What's wrong with this pizza?
What the fuck? This isn't Pizza Hut.
This tastes like fucking Pizza Hut."
What are you trying to do?
I just after doing, I don't know, what have we done? 1,000 episodes of this show already,
like, give or take.
Yeah, something like
2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have we hit a single fucking thing yet where someone goes, "It's the most innovative thing we've ever done," and it actually be like something interesting?
I imagine when we get
it's fucking pizza and it's got cheese and sauce. Nothing is innovative.
The fucking
stop patting yourself on the back. Just say, "Fuck it, we needed to make something."
Yeah, and I said, "How about more pizza?"
Mm-hmm. Every goddamn copy talks to you like you're a fucking alien that hasn't eaten food before and you don't know what the fuck food is.
The Big Dipper isn't even pizza. It's breadsticks.
It's breadsticks. Cheesy breadsticks.
You have to do it yourself. You have to dip it into the sauce to make it pizza.
It's what if we scrape the sauce off a pizza and then fucking cut them into breadsticks and put it in a bowl and said, "You do it." That's it. That's what it is.
But that's the mozzarella poppers one too, is like, I'd rather eat a stuffed crust pizza than that. Wouldn't you? Like, I'd rather have a stuffed crust pizza than that mozzarella popper thing sitting on top that I have to take off and then eat with the crust.
It's so weird looking too. So it's like, it's a pizza with like,
oh, it looks like a chicken
squares
nugget.
On
it. Looks like chicken nuggets. Like
describe it. It's literally a slice of pizza and then two little mozzarella squares.
Why
on the crust?
Yep. Why not put it in the crust?
That's what I'm saying. It's a stuffed crust pizza, but they took it out.
They should have made like the breading the crust.
I don't know how they assembled it, but it's also
get fucked, David Graves.
It's not. You heard it, buddy. Sorry. He was listening with bated breath until this very moment.
Kick rocks, Dave.
Slammed him. It's literally like someone made the whole pizza and then went, "I don't know, put these on top."
Oh, absolutely.
There's no reason to not immediately pull them off.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, even if, say you have a pepperoni pizza, mm-hmm. you pull a pepperoni off, there's a bunch of shit coming with it. You know, it's usually baked in, so there's like a bunch of cheese and sauce. These it go, looks, boop, and they come right off.
Oh, and then the crust underneath
it. They're not baked in any way, shape, or form.
The crust underneath it is like
soggy and,
and weird
left
textured.
Behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a mess. It doesn't even look right. You open up the box and you look at it and go, fuck up? What happened?
You can find a video at Face Jam Pod, probably right now by the time this goes up, where it is just us looking at it for the first time, and Michael and Jordan are furious.
It's not even...
it pissed me off.
It's even less than the real reaction, because you opened it, and we just kind of were so irate. We started ranting about it, and then finished, and I went, "Oh, we should film this."
Yeah, we should film that.
So we tried to recapture the magic.
I mean, it really
was a little less. It's still there, but just... That was real.
Fucking weird. It's like, well,
it's baffling.
Could you imagine if you were to get this, like, okay, I'm a dad and I just got done with like a long ass day. I'm going to bring home pizza for the kids and I'm going to get them this new fun pizza that they want or whatever, because they're fucking stupid kids. Imagine going home and eating that. Like, I think a kid might like the mozzarella popper thing because the mozzarella is like a different whatever.
Because kids are dumb.
Yeah. But like the Big Dipper thing is just like, it's cheese sticks.
Why didn't you get me pizza, Dad?
Yeah,
Dad, I wanted pizza. Well, I went to Pizza Hut, and this says it's dippable pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I want pizza.
Jordan wants pizza.
I like you pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, like, you know, your mom's boyfriend starts bringing you pizza.
That's it, because he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He gets me Papa John's.
He doesn't go to Pizza Hut. Do you think the kids call him second dad or?
No, they call him dad. They call me by my name.
Yeah.
All right, John. Nice try with the pizza.
Dad used to be Eric, but now dad is Derek.
Yeah.
And mom's husband is Eric.
Yeah.
Mom's boyfriend is dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
They get his name wrong on purpose.
Yep.
It all makes sense. And he lets him play Animal Crossing.
All he wants. They can have their own towns and everything.
They can have their own towns. Mm-hmm. You can play his Animal Crossing, but you have to play his game.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to farm for them.
But don't talk to any of the villagers, and you have to just cut down trees and catch fish. That's it.
Yeah, you got to pull the weeds and like clean up the town and stuff. You got to do all the busy work.
If the villagers
fishing's
talk to
for
you,
closers.
That's good. No. That's good.
What fishing happens if the villagers talk to you?
You just have to look down and shake your head. You just pretend like you don't speak whatever language they're speaking. Yeah. Don't even say, like, I don't speak something in another language, because they might speak that language. Just shake your head and just look down, and they'll be like, I guess he's mute. I don't know.
This new guy who moved into the village is fucking weird.
Our mayor's right? Fucking weird.
Mayor McCheese? Yeah.
We have followed some interesting threads in this episode.
I think we really cracked open a couple of mysteries.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we're blowing so the lid off of like at least two big cases here.
Boy. Did anything fun happen when we went to go get the pizza?
No, not at all. Just
Jordan tried to get lost.
Yeah, I tried.
He had like a plan.
I thought it would be, I thought it could be interesting. Like, you told me the address and not where it was, so I was like, oh, I'll just try to like figure out where that address is, and I knew where it was.
Yeah, so we went right to it.
Right,
yeah.
We went right to it.
Didn't really work.
Also, I don't know.
I thought we'd go past
Jordan's definition of fun, where he said, you told me the address.
I was trying to add content.
But you didn't say where it was. If someone gives me an address and then keeps talking after that, I go, you already gave me the address. I'll put it in the computer. I don't need to give a shit where it's by or what you pass. It's like, yeah, okay, here's the address. You know where the Sonic Burger is? You go two blocks past, I don't care.
Sonic Burger, what's that?
I don't care.
Oh, you know about Sonic Burger too?
Yeah, you go in Sonic Burger. You can go inside if you want.
You go inside the Sonic Burger?
Thinking about driving past the Sonic Burger.
That guy, and I said this on social media, I definitely got a look from a guy like,
there was
head on in.
There was no guy. There was one woman.
There was a woman and a guy. No, a guy came out and he was giving other people food when we got there. You gotta pay attention.
The guy gave Nick his sauce when he asked for it, his ketchup.
You're losing it. There was a guy.
There was a guy.
You gotta make the guy up.
There was a guy. There was no inside.
And
there
then there was inside. Where did he come from?
When he handed Nick the ketchup, he was like, you know, you could have just come in and got these.
He went, come back next time and come on inside. Check it out.
Check it out.
There have been, since that episode, there have been so many people that are like, well, there's an inside to my Sonic burger. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't mean to say burger. There's an inside to my Sonic. And it's like, right, there wasn't an inside to ours.
You don't know that. The thing that drives me fucking crazy
is when people are going, there's actually, technically there are four ways to order. You can order on the app.
Thank you.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
Shut
out
the
there.
Fuck up. That was not one of the disgust ways.
Yeah, it was. No, I thought it. I just didn't say it. Yeah. I like
the guy also when he was handing Nick the ketchup was like, you know, you could have just ordered these on the app, dude.
Yeah, he's like, he went, there's actually five ways to get it. What I like is not only does Eric having that conversation with a bunch of people, but then they were arguing with each other. Or someone would be like, you can't go into a Sonic. Yeah. Eric's right. And then someone else would go, you definitely can. I did all the time. And someone's like, no, you didn't. And it's like, very rarely did the reality set in where you're both right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would just go, no, you didn't.
No, it's right. One.
Yes, I did.
Michael, it's one or the other. You're either right or you're wrong.
I mean, we were right.
Yeah.
No,
you can definitely go inside Sonic.
No, you can't go inside that Sonic.
He kept saying that there is no inside.
No, that's
crazy.
Yeah.
Where do you make the burger? The sewer over there. I crawl, you know, somebody
crawl. Well, I mean, after we ate it, it might have been from the sewer over there. It was pretty.
My tummy's starting to hurt.
Oh, yeah? All right, we should get through it.
I'm getting some warning symptoms. Uh-huh.
So, how did you guys.
I got cheesy simps.
You got cheesy simps?
Yeah.
You got tummy full of cheesy simps?
I got tummy full of cheesy simps.
You're about to simp them all out and be the true alpha.
Yeah,
you'd be howling like a chimp.
Simps out of me.
You'd be howling like a chimp.
Screaming like a chimp.
It's going to be screeching out of you.
Oh, man.
Would you say it blasts or, like, secretes?
Oh, no. It bubbles and squirts.
Oh!
Hell yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, I don't know how to.
It's like.
Like, liken it to anything.
So is it like mud mouth, but it's not in your mouth?
Imagine you have a garden hose, right? And the pressure isn't great. Uh-huh. You turn it on and it kind of dribbles out. But also imagine someone stuck it in the dirt and twisted it, so a bunch of dirt like bubbles out to get the water comes out with a bunch of like hose
it's
dirt.
It's kind of like a sprinkler that doesn't really work.
It's kind of like
it just
that.
Kind of just dribbles.
It's a sprinkler that doesn't work, but also gloopy. You know?
Got it.
It's not just a drip. It's like...
Like it hasn't been turned on in like a while.
There's gum in the pipes. There's, you know?
You need to stop eating all that gum.
I love gum.
You don't have to swallow it. You can just spit it out.
I have to swallow it.
It's food.
I have to swallow. It's food.
So break down the two pizzas. Which one did you like better, Jordan? If you had to like... Oh, I like one more than the other one.
I guess like the... I guess if I had to pick of the two, I guess the Big Dipper, because if I didn't want like the pizza, I could have just made it a cheese stick, a breadstick or something. Mm-hmm. Like it had some versatility at least. It still just was Pizza Hut just in a different form.
Yeah, it was.
It tasted awful. The problem with the Popper pizza is that like I took a bite and was like, oh man. Pizza Hut sucks.
You did say that.
I kept eating it, and then I got to the Popper, and I was like, I guess I'll try this, and it was just the worst combination. If you eat with the thing, like with the mozzarella popper on the pizza, you get like the soft, cheesy mozzarella texture, and then the crust, and then the rest of the pizza, and it's just, you talk about mud mouth. Oh,
I'm always talking about mud mouth.
give me some mud mouth. You got mud mouth?
Give me some mud mouth.
We can make that happen.
Hand it over.
Ask and ye shall receive.
Hand over the mud mouth.
Give it about another hour.
I just went into my search, my message search,
yeah,
and just typed the word chimp, and only one line, only one line came up.
I screamed like a chimp last night.
This is me talking to Eric about eating cheese. A couple weeks ago.
Scream. You have to stop eating so much cheese.
I can't do this to yourself.
I can't stop.
Lindsay's going to start getting mad at me. Lindsay's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
She friends with Michael, too?
Yeah. It's a mutual friend. If you had to pick one of these two pizzas, which one would you pick?
To eat?
Yeah. Or to look and play with. I don't know.
I'd look and play with the Big Dipper all day.
I play with my Little Dipper. I'm not ready for a Big Dipper yet.
Sometimes it's just a piglet, am I right?
Oh, man.
I'd probably just go with the Popper pizza and then just throw away
you just have the pizza?
Then you've got those like two tainted spots on the crust, though.
Tainted spots?
They're tainted.
I mean...
You can't eat around those.
It's not that... You're not wrong, but also it's not like you're... It's gold around it.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
It's all pretty tainted.
Man, that really sums it up.
You don't get to the tainted spot and say,
oh, no.
Oh, no. This is more tainted.
No. The dream has ended.
Oh,
cold
no.
Reality has arrived.
What happened to my good, good pizza?
Oh, man. Pizza Hut sucks.
Oh, man.
10 out of 100.
Wow.
This is a rare one where usually I and Jordan, to an extent, like to contain our initial reactions. Really, just for me, it's like from each other.
Yeah.
To not.
I like to be surprised when you start talking about it.
The thing is, on the photos and stuff, he always looks unhappy.
Right.
But that's standard. That's not any indication of whether he likes the food or not. But from the second he ate this, he was just talking about how fucking terrible it was.
He hated it.
Which is, it's a shame because it's pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is pizza generally good, but this guy loves pizza.
Right.
He's a big pizza fan.
Yep.
I think
pizza's my favorite food.
I think he was the most excited about the show to just eat various forms of pizza.
But isn't that going to like let you down if you are like stoked to have pizza and then this is what you get?
Well, that's if you're a fan of pizza with standards.
Ah, I understand.
Yeah.
There's also a fan of like, I don't give a shit what it tastes like. Pizza? I love it. You know, poo-poo pizza? Yum, yum. Eat the poo-poo. Pizza.
Get mud mouth.
Get mud mouth.
Oh, that's how you get mud mouth.
It wasn't great.
No.
The dips, again, the best part was they're kind of basically like breadsticks, and the breadsticks aren't bad, but I still think they were worse than just regular breadsticks. I just like, none of this, and this was in the copy, none of this was crispy, right? The whole thing with the mozzarella poppers was like too crispy. They were soft as shit.
They were, yeah.
Now, maybe they just fucked
it
up.
Underneath, they were fucking like
But it was soft. Just soft. Goo.
Yep.
I'm a big cheese man.
Mm-hmm.
I love cheese.
Uh-huh.
mozzarella
to your
sticks,
detriment, yes.
To my detriment. Mm-hmm. You got to fight for what you love. And I do every day of my life. The, you know, you want a mozzarella stick. You want a crunchy, you know, toasted mozzarella stick. And this was just a soft little turd, like a wet turd. Very disappointing.
Couldn't agree more.
You know, it's Pizza Hut. I'm getting upset.
Hey, you're good, man. You got it.
The problem is I ran out of water.
Oh.
Now I'm getting dry mouth.
Uh-oh.
The opposite of mud mouth.
Sand mouth.
Sand mouth.
It's like I drink a cup of sand.
It's like a desert in there.
It's like a damn desert. And the oasis was just a mirage, much like this pizza.
Oh.
Damn. But that put that pretty on the good. Box, except it says that it's bad. Yeah. I'm going to give it, this is a Michael score. So, you know, it's no Jordan, but this is 25.
Wow.
25.
I can respect that.
Because it was still pizza, and I did eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about eating more.
The scale's there, like 10 to 20. Yeah, that's...
If you've been listening, you should know that that's a pretty low score for me.
Yeah. And that's an average score.
That's a 17.5.
I'm shocked.
Is that lower than the...
I think that might be the lowest.
This is the biggest piece
of
meat we've
eaten. I would eat... Oh, but, the rest of this over the fish sandwich, but that's how it works.
But that's understandable.
Yeah, that's the disappointment
but
factor.
But the disappointment factor really plays
exactly.
into it. Because I have low standards for the fish sandwich
already. When in your life will you ever eat a fish sandwich like that again?
I'll never eat a fish sandwich again, period.
But you'll have pizza.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you probably won't have fucking pizza.
I'm not going to have pizza that bad again because now I know not to eat it.
I'll tell you right now, for sure, no question.
Go ahead,
take
it home
again. Not this one. I'm saying he said, you know, you probably won't have pizza again. I will. Let me stop you right there.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it
for snack attack.
We're on to the snack at ack. Dear Space Jam crossed out Face Jam.
Haha.
Boy, you guys had a lot of snack attack. I was trying to get you guys something you normally couldn't get your hands on and came up with these. Please enjoy these Japanese Kit Kat flavors, apple pie, orange. Nick O, I added the O so you know I'm not Nick O, sociopath Schwartz. He's Nick O. Got it.
Ah, thank you, Nick O.
P.S. Eric, your McDonald's story really struck with me, and I decided, fuck that kid Ryan. I have this raccoon Mario I think is the one you were talking about, and I want you to have it because fuck Ryan.
Fuck yeah.
And then Eric seems to
Eric
be holding it up.
That is absolutely the toy that I got.
Still in the
when
package?
That, when that
what?
Kid got hit by a car. This is absolutely the toy. And I kept like in the street pressing it down and going, yeah, but look.
Oh, it even pops in the awesome. Package. That's awesome. Take a picky of that.
I think one of us is gonna get hit by a car now.
No. All right. So we got the orange ones on deck, and the other one's apple pie.
I love the weird Kit Kats from Japan.
Yeah?
Yeah, except the green tea one. That one sucks.
Well, yeah.
Thank God we're not eating the green tea one.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's orange.
I don't get any of the apple pie, but it's very orange. It's got a weird aftertaste.
So I think
I think the apple pie is the other flavor, Jordan.
Oh. Why is it purple?
He thought it was both.
What the fuck?
He said, I'm getting the orange, not the apple pie.
And
I was like, that's the second Kit Kat, you maniac.
This thing smells.
You guys are crazy today.
This thing smells
I'll be honest.
Crazy.
This guy's giggling over here.
Mm-hmm.
He's screaming about dual-flavored Kit Kats.
Mm-hmm.
Nick was getting very antsy mm-hmm. at Pizza Hut. I had to tell him to calm down at one point.
Oh, I hate that.
He started ranting.
You hate it?
It's like sharp, metallic.
Wow.
Oh, no. Cut you? You got mouth cuts?
It might have.
You got metal mouth.
Uh-oh.
This is the Popeye's sandwich all
Mud
over
mouth
again.
Is fun, but metal mouth is no good.
That's no fun. It's bad. Would you say we have to rate these together or individually?
I've got to rate them individually.
Yeah, okay, right? So the apple pie one, what do you give it, Jordan?
Ooh, there's like cinnamon at the end.
Yeah.
You really taste the cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what that sharpness
is. But the
is.
Initial, it's not sharp at all. Stop saying sharp.
27.
It's very soft.
27.
Apple pie, I'm going to do 40.
That's a 33.5.
Okay.
And then orange.
Orange I like. I don't like the aftertaste. It's like a little plasticky, like manufactured or something.
Mm-hmm. They're all manufactured.
Very unnatural. I
Oh, really?
I don't buy that this is natural orange flavor.
Oh. This is not a Kit Kat you'd find in the wild. You wouldn't pull
What do you mean?
Pull this
I go to I go to the Kit Kat bush.
Well, when you're
I start rummaging through the Kit Kat bush.
When you're playing
they grow
your
on
wife's,
trees, idiot.
When you're playing your wife's boyfriend's Animal Crossing, are there not orange flavored Kit Kat trees?
No, we have like pear flavored Kit Kat trees and it's like, what's the point of
this?
What did you rate this?
This one I would give 70.
You're, wow. You're that's insane. Good. I'm not a fan of the orange flavor. Mm-hmm. But it is better than the apple pie one, I think, for sure. I'm going to give it a 55.
Dope.
It's a 62.5.
What did the yellow one get? 30-something?
Yeah. I think you guys are crazy. The orange ones taste like
you like the apple pie?
Yeah. Tastes like orange cough syrup.
Oh, thank God you don't get a say.
Oh, no, I don't. Tastes like orange cough syrup.
Why don't you just play with your little raccoon Mario?
Yeah, why don't you go tickle your little dipper?
I can't wait to lay in the street and make everyone watch me play with this.
You right now, we can film that.
it's all wet outside.
Uh-oh.
Even better.
You'll get wet.
Hey, guys.
You can't cure that.
Hey, guys, do you want to send a Snackster review? You
no, can I don't. Oh, you're talking to the audience.
You can send them to Face Jam, care of Eric Bedore, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723. If you missed Snack Attack Live, we talked about this before. It is on the Rooster Teeth app or at roosterteeth.com. It is free for everyone.
Yeah, root around until you find Snack Attack.
Yeah, if you just go to the top, there's like a little search button, like a little magnifying glass, you know, classic search icon. And then you just search Snack Attack or Face Jam, it'll be there. Because you can listen to the episode.
I'll say this too.
Listen to the show on the site.
What's not going to be easy to find mm-hmm. at all in any way mm-hmm. and certainly won't be worth it.
Yeah.
But also out now, mm-hmm. Right. there's this online, very funny comedy gaming group called Achievement Hunter.
Uh-huh.
And they did a 12-hour live stream.
Oh, that's right.
And we, fortunately, thank God, the heroes that they were, and are to this day, invited us to do a little Face Jam segment.
Mm-hmm.
That's in there somewhere. So we did it at...
It was around six?
Yeah, we did it at 1 uh-huh. o'clock, 1:30. Yep. Like we did it at 1:30, started at 10. So it was like between three and four hours.
Okay.
We'll have a link in the description of the episode.
That's a good point, but it'll be a pain in the dick to find. What is he writing over there?
Link in the description.
Oh, okay. You don't need to,
I punched my glass door. Thank God it was empty.
Don't need to get angry.
I'm fucking livid.
What is he writing over there?
Now listen.
Pictures and whatnot at mm-hmm. Face Jam Pod.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the very important thing.
Yep. What is today?
That's the 31st.
31st.
Do you know what that means?
It means it's the day that the shirt is supposed to come out, but did it?
Uh-huh. It is. Absolutely. Without a doubt, 100%, it's out.
You don't honestly, there's no way it can't be out.
Yeah.
There's a way.
No, I don't think so. I think it's definitely out.
Let's all hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's just hope it's out.
Uh-huh. It's out.
I'm
probably listening to this part right now.
Forget about.
Don't think about.
September 2011. The moment in history. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. The 10-year anniversary of the
McDonald's
Monopoly scandal.
Right. 10 years is a big deal.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
Never
forget. March 2020.
But forget it.
March 2020. Were you remembering September 2011? Why? You fucked up.
Everyone's going to remember.
March 2020.
Everyone's going to remember where they were.
I don't remember where I was September 2011. Why do you?
I'm going to remember where I was on March 31st, 2020.
Oh, my God.
When I got my Face Jam shirt.
We'll just be standing, proud, wind at our backs.
Oh, man. There will be a link in the description
staring
of this episode.
The sunset.
If you go to the description... Links in the description. You can go buy the shirt right now. Buy it fast, because I don't know how long, I don't know how many they ordered, and I don't know how long it's going to be up. But here's one thing we all know. It's definitely out.
Follow us on Twitter.
What are you laughing at?
At Face Jam Pod.
I had a big inhale.
He's
I didn't
working.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
It's out.
He was thinking about September 2011.
No, I don't think about that anymore. Where were you?
He remembers now.
I was here.
March 31st.
That's where I was. I was here.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was I?
That was, that,
never
forget.
Oh my
God, that almost had to be right around when we met.
I think so. That might have been
when you came to
LA.
When I had the burger with the egg on it.
Yeah.
And some guy.
Dude, it had an egg on
Jack
it.
Was mad.
Because we were at a restaurant called The Waffle.
And I didn't get a waffle.
Oh, I've heard this story a lot.
And I went out of my way to not get a waffle.
Boy, I've heard
this story
a lot.
This is what I talk about with like your maliciousness being so overt, where you're just like,
you want a waffle?
And then you just kept going, oh, this burger's so good. And then Jack would just be like, I can't believe it. Yeah, that might have been the first time we met.
It
because
was 2011, for sure.
That's when the show I worked on started airing on
this?
On Rooster Teeth.
Took you
YouTube.
10 years to get this off the ground?
No, it was another one. I don't want to say the name because I don't want to self-promote.
Yeah, and that's nobody's probably ever heard of it anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so follow us at Face Jam Pod.
Eric's taking his toy out.
No, I'm just playing with it inside
Yo,
the bag.
Yo, why are you not a collector's item? Take it out of the bag.
You can eat the food and look at the food and be like, you're there. Whoa, he jumped so high.
Super cool.
Rate and subscribe and tell a friend about the show where we eat food and then rate the food.
We're blowing up. I'm just saying. We're
Face
blowing
Jam
up.
Challenge.
The
still
Face
going
Jam
strong.
Challenge is still going. Our social team's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Steven the intern.
Steven kind of fucked up with the Sonic.
That video.
Promotion.
I mean, he fucked up the video. He didn't fuck up the...
It got a conversation going.
It got a conversation going, which
he
is,
did get
hey,
scolded
please talk
offline.
To the talent and yeah. the stars of the show. You took it out of the bag, and it yeah. goes way higher now. That
is
bag
that
was
awesome?
Holding him back.
Yep.
That was a...
Yep.
How old is this?
Training weight. That's
I mean, when did
for.
Mario 3 come out?
Well, when did Ryan get hit by the car?
1990.
That's the real question.
1990.
So, was it September?
Where were you?
Put a boot in your ass. It's the American. It's the Face Jam one.
I was minus 1 month old on in
minus
September.
Minus 1 month.
1990.
So you don't remember where you were in September 2011, but you remember your birthday. That's weird.
See, yeah, sorry.
That's a good catch.
Are you done now?
Yep. See you next time.
Bye.